Well, tension is still running high in Egypt. More demonstrations have been held in the cities of Giza and Alexandria. Protesters in the two cities chanted slogans denouncing last year's military coup. In Alexandria, an angry crowd torched a vehicle after police targeted them. Some protesters also gathered at the Journalists Union and burned copies of government newspapers in a show of discontent over the curbs on the freedom of expression. The Muslim Brotherhood's supporters have been staging almost daily protests to demand the reinstatement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Friday's demonstrations turned violent after security forces clashed with protesters in major cities. At least 17 protesters were killed and dozens injured. Meanwhile, the army-installed government pledged to confront the Muslim Brotherhood with full force after the group called for a million-man march on Wednesday. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Karim Gumanuddin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, tell us the latest coming out of these demonstrations in Giza and Alexandria.
Country is rocked by anti-government protests and protests against the army that ousted the Egypt's president, Mohamed Morsi. And these protests come at, in response to the calls made by the anti-coup alliance for a week-long protest till Wednesday, which coincides with the second stage of President Morsi's trial over the alleged charges of killing anti-Brotherhood protesters outside the presidential palace during Mohamed Morsi's 1 year tenure. And also the protesters, despite an anti-protest law and also an intensified crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, the protesters have taken to the streets almost on a daily basis to demand an immediate end for military rule. And also it is worthy of note that the anti-government protest is gaining momentum, and it's not only restricted to the Brotherhood protest or the sympathizers with Egypt's deposed President Mohamed Morsi, but also it encompasses Egyptians from all walks of life, even those who have participated in the June 30th protest that propelled the army to topple Egypt's first democratically elected president. And now these protesters are saying that they're regretting taking to the streets and on June 30th last year, and giving the country's de facto ruler, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, a so-called mandate to combat terrorism. And they're blaming the latest terrorist attacks and the bomb blast, which has rocked several cities in Egypt, including the capital, Cairo. And they're laying the blame on the government and its failure to restore stability and security in the country, despite army generals vowing to combat terrorism. But the criticism is ramping up against the government, the military-backed government, just ahead of Mohamed Morsi's second stage trial, and also ahead of the planned referendum, which is mired with violence as it has raged in several cities across the country. But the military-backed interim government says it will continue with its political roadmap, and that the violence and the unrest which is gripping the country will not impede its plans to hold the constitutional referendum on the 14th and the 15th of January. Yes, Wahad, over to you.
Okay, Karim, thanks a lot for that.